Dr. Pinsky with a mail. I am Ann George Isley, I-S-L-E-Y, Jr. George Isley, Jr. is a 51-year-old male who reports he was injured at work on 12-6-22. But at that time, he was involved in a tractor-trailer accident. Pretty states his right hand was on the wheel of the truck. Period. There was bus glare, and then he hit the truck. But as a result, he believes he injured his right wrist, right shoulder, right, and right side of his neck. But he was seen at the emergency room in Westchester, New Jersey, the same day. But he had further evaluation and treatment, including surgery on the right wrist, CMC joint on 6-22-23. But he had followed up at Rothman Orthopedics with Dr. Wang, W-A-N-G, and received physical therapy. Period. New paragraph. As per his claim petition, Mr. Isley alleged on 12-6-22 he was involved in a motor vehicle accident resulting in injuries to the left wrist, common left hand, common neck, and left shoulder. His medical records show he was seen at the emergency room on 12-6-22. Brady was complaining of right shoulder pain and right wrist pain after being involved in a motor vehicle accident just prior to arrival. Brady was a restrained driver without an airbag deployment, without loss of consciousness, driving a tractor trailer that rear-ended a box truck that was stopped in front of him. Brady was traveling approximately 10 miles per hour when it happened. But he was blinded by the high beams of a city bus behind him. Period. He had a history of hypertension, but denied any prior surgeries. Period. He was diagnosed with mild right shoulder and wrist pain after a motor vehicle accident. But he was offered x-rays that he refused due to the minor amount of pain he had. Brady was given Tylenol, an ice pack, and an ACE wrap to follow up with his primary care physician in the next few days. Period. He was seen on 12-15-22 by nurse practitioner Timpanelli, T-I-M-P-A-N-E-L-L-I. Period. He complained of right shoulder, wrist, neck and thumb pain after the motor vehicle accident. Period. He did convey a history of scratch that. X-rays of the cervical spine and right hand were both done to be inserted here. But he was diagnosed with neck sprain, comma, right shoulder sprain, comma, right wrist sprain. But he was begun on cyclobenzaprine and ibuprofen, as well as physical therapy. Period. He followed up here on 12-28-22. Make that 12-20-22, reporting 50% improvement. Period, he started physical therapy the previous week, but he had not been working. Period. He was then referred for specialist consultation for a possible triquetrum avulsion fracture of unknown age for his wrist injury. Period. New paragraph. He followed up on 12-28-22 when he was seen by another physician assistant. Period. He was referred for an MRI of the right wrist. Period. New paragraph. The MRI was done on 1-6-23. Period. It showed arthritic involvement, most at the first CMC joint, as well as a tear at the triangular fiber cartilage complex. Period. F- physical exam. General appearance, he stated he just started physical therapy twice per week for the past 4 to 6 weeks. Period. His terminal is shutting down, so he has no job to return to afterwards. Period. Extremities upper, inspection revealed swelling of the right CMC joint. Period. There was healing scar on the dorsal right thumb, measuring approximately 6 inches in length. Period. There was no atrophy or effusions. Period. His nails were polished. Period. Right wrist flexion and extension were to 40 degrees without crepitus or tenderness. Period. Radial and ulnar deviation, as well as left wrist, bilateral elbow, shoulder, and finger maneuvers. Finger motion was all swollen, all spheres, except for the right thumb. Period. There was 40 degrees of interphalangeal flexion, comma, 0 degrees of interphalangeal extension, comma, and palmar adduction at the CMC joint to the tip of the index finger. Period. Any muscle testing was 4- for resisted right hand grasp and 4/5 for right pinch grip, but was otherwise 5/5. The rest of that section is normal. Hands, wrists, elbows, normal. Shoulders, normal. Cervical spine, normal. Impressions. On 12/6/22, George Isley was involved in a work-related motor vehicle collision. Pretty claimed to have injured his right upper extremity and neck. Pretty went to the emergency room afterwards. Period. He then followed up at Concentra, who performed x-rays. That was suspicious for atriquetrum avulsion fracture of unknown age. Period. He did undergo an MRI of the right wrist on 1/6/23 to be inserted here. Pretty also was referred for physical therapy. Pretty states he has recently been seeing a physician at Rossman Institute who referred him for further therapy. Period. He also states that he had right wrist CMC joint surgery on 6/22/23, but we are not in receipt of that operative report. Period. New paragraph of the current exam. Mr. Isley found there to be swelling of the right CMC joint, but no localized tenderness. Period. He did have a healing surgical scar on the dorsal right thumb, consistent with the surgery described on 6/22/23. Period. He did have decreased range of motion at the right thumb and wrist. Period. He had mild weakness and resisted right hand grasp and pinch grip. Period. Provocative maneuvers at the wrist, elbows, and shoulders were all negative. Period. New paragraph. There is 0% permanent, partial, or total disability referable to the neck or right shoulder. Period. I would temporarily offer 7.5% permanent partial disability referable to the statutory right hand. Period. I would appreciate the opportunity to review his operative report and post-operative notes to confirm my impressions. Period. End.